Now it's time for Stack and Smash Radio.
Macy sales clerk checking out my package. Not part of the Jody Foster fan club anymore that I created.
Hey, that's me and
I just have a very hard time expressing my emotions, and I can't stop from yelling.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Stack and Smash Radio. It's only 5 months late.
Yeah, we've been a couple of busy little berries, I'd say.
Berries, right? Yeah. That's what we're going with? Berries?
That's what we're going with.
We're doing a lot of pre-production on our television show.
Yes, so that should be fun. I'm excited about that.
You sound so enthused tonight.
Yes.
That was perfect.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thrown off because I don't have headphones on, so I'm like, I don't know how I sound.
I thought it was because you have to drive to New York this weekend.
That's the
worst. And I know how much you love New York.
It's the worst. Everything about every time I've ever gone to New York has been awful. I hate the city. I hate the drive. I hate, and that's it. That's the only things that you need to hate about
yeah,
New York.
I mean, because yeah, you just encompass the entire
yeah,
city.
Is going there and being there. Both suck. The hotels are awful. Everything's way too small. At the same time, everything's way too big. You know, it's just like the hotel rooms are all way too small. You're always like sardine packed into a restaurant. I hate everything about New York. Everything.
It's funny that I've been to almost every city in America for the most part, like a lot of the big
ones.
Yeah,
you haven't gotten
and
out of
I haven't
car in
actually
New York.
Gone to New York. So I've been
driven through it.
Yeah, I've driven through it a bunch of times. I've driven through it like probably 7 or 8 times, but
never got out of the car. Yeah. Don't bother. It's awful. There's nothing good about that city. I hate it.
I just remember you being when we were driving to Atlantic City and the cars would just start beeping right when the light turned green.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And I thought Jesse was going to kill everyone in New York. It was
so
great.
Bad. I don't even think I was driving. Was I driving?
I don't know who was driving.
I think I strategically made it so I wasn't the one driving when we went through New York because I fucking hate New York. Everything about New York, like the whole entire city smells like piss everywhere you go. People are like, oh, but Times Square is nice. No, it's not. It's disgusting. Every place in New York is disgusting. And if you go in the summer, everything is sweaty. Not even all the people. Like everything. Rocks, poles, taxis. Fuck New York. All right, here's a short list of things that happened wrong in New York. This wasn't at all what we were going to talk about, but this is what we're talking about
now. I just
felt
like it'd be fun to get you off on your New York rant.
Let's go off on the most recent time I was in New York. We stayed in the worst hotel you can imagine. Like, it wasn't even something that you could, like, whatever you're thinking of right now, add, like, just multiply it by 10. That's how bad it was.
And subtract the size by 30.
Yeah. So it was literally the size of, like, your closet. Like, that was, like, a walk-in closet. That's how small this room was. There was bunk beds.
I was going to say that. I think there was bunk beds,
right? Yeah, there was bunk beds, and then there was about a 1 foot, like, area for you to walk in between the bunk beds and a desk. Which you might as well have just gotten rid of the desk. Like, no one's in there doing business. And then they had a...
Well, not that kind of business.
They had a TV from, like, 1991, which was, you know, like, obviously not a flat screen. It was one of those big boxy TVs that weighs 6,000 pounds. Don't even know if it worked. And then they had this massive air conditioning in the window that we were warned not to turn on. And it got really hot in that room because New York sucks. And we turned it on.
Why were you not supposed to turn it on?
Well, when you... When we turned it on, we're like, all right, this isn't so bad. And then, like, 5 minutes later, you would have thought a Mack truck drove through the wall and just started, like, and slammed on the gas and just revved it. Like, it was, like, impossible that something that size, which was big for an air conditioning anyways, but something that size would make that much obnoxious noise. It was, like, it scared the ever-living shit out of us. It doesn't stop there. There was not a bathroom
so,
in this hotel room.
Hold on. So they knew to tell you about it. Was it just this particular room, or is it? Do you think it's all of the rooms?
I think it's probably all of them.
Just standard.
I would assume that they're all just awful.
Just if you want to be cold, you just have to listen to blood-curdling screams the entire night.
Literally, and then your own blood-curdling screams from being scared to death from that. And then, all right, so the walls were yellow, which were at one time white. It was a million degrees because you couldn't use the air conditioning. There was no bathroom. The bathroom was down the hall. It was a community bathroom with all the other rooms.
No, not one of those.
Yeah, and it was funny because I'm walking around, and, like, it looks like there's, like, homeless people and stuff, and I'm like, all right, this has to be, like, a hotel slash homeless shelter. And we went down to the front office, like, dude, you got to change our room, change our floor. Like, when you got off the elevator, which was a piece of shit, when you got off the elevator, the doors opened, and I'm not even kidding, it was flickering lights and crooked signs. It was something out of a horror movie. Like, I'm not
even
kidding.
Did you investigate?
No. We were just trying to survive. And then... And then it gets worse. So then it's like, whatever. There was nothing available. The only thing that was available was the Trump Hotel, which was like $2,300 a night. So we're like, all right, we're not doing that. So eventually, you know, we went out. We were at some Beats by Dre events. So we went to that event. And then we went to a club after. And so we got back. It was late. And we're like, whatever, let's, you know, we're not going to get another room. We're just going to crash here. Got in our bunk beds, like fucking 8-year-old. Brother and brother, it was
put on the footy pajamas, got in the bunk beds.
Yeah, it gets worse. So then,
it just
we
keeps
get in bed,
getting worse.
And 30 minutes later, the lights just turn on, and we're like, "What the fuck?" So we go to turn off the lights. There's no light switch. The lights just automatically turn on and off every 30 minutes. They go on for 30 minutes, off for 30 minutes. Dude, we were flipping out. I can't make this shit up. Like, this is too creative. So there was no light switch. There was like a place for a light switch, but there was like not an option to turn it up and down. Like, maybe you could stick a key in it and turn it on or off. Like, maybe a janitor has that like master key or whatever, but there was nothing. It was unbelievable. Then the bathroom, eventually you gotta end up in the bathroom, which was the community bathroom, was like the floor was soaked and it was like sandy for some reason. There's no fucking beaches. It was just sandy. And I guess the best part is the name of the hotel. Do you remember the name of the hotel?
I remember it was something ridiculous.
It was the YMCA Hotel.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So there was like a gym downstairs and stuff, but yeah. And then this isn't even the whole trip. So like that was a terrifying night. It was something out of like the movie Hostel, like one of those hotels, except more torture going on than the movie Hostel.
More psychological torture for sure.
Exactly. Absolutely. And then we go outside and we're ready to leave. I'm like, all right, let's get the hell out of New York. We woke up at like 6 a.m. Like, let's just go. Like, we'd slept for like 3 hours. Like, let's just leave now. And we go outside and my car got hit by a school bus.
Oh, of course it did.
Yeah, that wasn't like demolished, but I guess it had just happened. Like my mirror, it like sideswiped my car. My side view mirror was still spinning on the ground when I walked outside. And there's like all these people standing around like, we can't believe. It was like a short bus. And I guess it hit and then it just kept going. And everyone was like, we were really surprised that it kept going. And I'm like, this sucks. And then some Chinese guy or some Asian gentleman comes up to me and
Please tell me he tried to sell you a new side mirror.
No, he was actually like a good Samaritan, or he was trying to be. He handed me a piece of paper with like the license plate written on it, but it was complete. I couldn't read it at all. Like, it was it wasn't written in like Chinese or Japanese. It was just like really poorly written. And I couldn't be like, dude, could you tell me what these numbers are? I was just like, thank you, sir, for at least trying. Dear diary, I wish I could read. Yeah. So that was just one trip. Another trip that we're going back to Brooklyn on this weekend. And the last one, everything went pretty cool. It was a really fun trip. It was me and Rob Payne. We went out to Brooklyn. We were staying with
the Far East Movement,
Dee's cousin. Yeah, this is the Far East Movement show. It was an event being put on by HP. For some reason, they kept inviting us to these things. We don't know why. They stopped recently. But I don't know if they're not doing them anymore, if they're just like, wait, why are these guys on the list? They don't matter. So we went out there and we were like, all right, let's crash in Brooklyn. We don't have to get a hotel. It's going to be nice. Great people. You know, like Dee's family is great. They're fun. But in Brooklyn, it's just it's like first come, first serve street parking. So when we got back from the event, which was at Terminal 5 in New York, which is an unbelievable nightclub, big event, open bar, free food, like just unbelievable stuff. Far East Movement performed, real exclusive. And then we went out with Far East Movement afterwards to the Pink Elephant, I think was the name of the nightclub. Shitty little club. It was a nice club, but it was like really, really, really small because everything in fucking New York is really, really small, except for Terminal 5. That place was massive. It was like a warehouse turned into a nightclub. Very nice. Whatever. The whole event was nice. It was fun. Far East Movement, they got a table and... you know, bottles of Grey Goose, and they just invited me and Payne in, you know, just being awesome like they always are. And then We get back and there's just zero parking. So it was like, this is like 4 a.m. We're so exhausted. So we're just driving around the block, just hoping something would open up. And like, I can't, you know, we called, her name's Irene. We called Irene. We're like, she's the one that was just on Billy on the Street.
Right.
Which I'm excited to talk to her about this weekend. Anyways, and we're just circling the block, and I feel so bad because she got like 2 babies in the house and everything like that. And I'm like, I call, I'm like, what do I do if we can't find parking? She's like, you just got to find parking. And we literally drove around for like 2 hours trying to find parking. Then eventually, I guess something opened up right in front of our house. She's like, hey, get over here now. This guy just went to work. That's how long we were looking for parking spots, was someone who was getting up to go to work the next day. And we parked there and then crashed. And so that trip wasn't too bad, but that one situation, it's like when you just want to go crash, like you just spent a huge long, we drove to New York that day, you know, all day driving, then go to the club, do that whole thing, go to the after party, do that whole thing. That's you, all you want to do is just go back and sleep, fucking Brooklyn with their goddamn parking. So
it just made me think of a fun hotel story, not New York obviously, but I don't know if I've ever told you this. I was with my friend Matt. Right after I graduated high school, we decided we were going to do like a little road trip. Had some money. I was leaving for basic training in a few months. So I was like, let's go on a road trip up towards Salisbury Beach in Massachusetts.
Yeah. It's
all those beaches with arcades and a bunch of fun stuff to do. So we drove up there and we're looking for a place to stay, looking for a place to stay, looking for a place to stay. We stop a few places. People won't rent to us or won't let us get a room because we're young and they think we're just going to be throwing a party, which obviously at that point we weren't. We didn't know anyone else. So we finally find this motel, the Knotty Pine Motel, right?
What was the name?
The Knotty Pine.
Knotty Pine?
Knotty Pine.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if it was like one of those like honeymoon hotels.
Yeah.
You know, like honeymoon motels that you see in like horror movies.
It definitely
was. With the heart-shaped beds.
So we pull up. This chick comes down in a bathrobe like a movie.
Yeah.
And she's like, she just says the price, doesn't say anything else. So we give her the money. She gives us a room key. We get
it
in.
It was a key, wasn't it? It wasn't,
oh, yeah,
it
of
wasn't
course.
A card key.
Of
okay,
course,
yep.
Yeah.
Key.
I'm shocked it wasn't just like a credit card to open the door with or something. So we get into the room.
Yeah, she gives you a crowbar.
Yeah.
I don't even work here. Go.
She just breaks into a house for me, kidnaps a family. Stay here tonight. All right. So we get into the room, and it is hot as hell in the room. So I'm like, all right, like you, I'm like, let's turn on the air conditioner. Turn on the air conditioner. It starts blasting the biggest amount of heat I've ever felt in my life. And we're just like, well, I guess we'll
sometimes
shut that
happens.
Up.
You let it like cool
oh,
down.
Oh, yeah. We gave it about 20 minutes, oh, and it just made the room about 100 degrees hotter. So then we turn on the heater, and that blew out some cold air. So we kept that on all night. Because I don't know why.
It was backwards.
Yeah.
It was kind of like the knot fact that we put up, where it was like, if you pour ice into your hot water boiler, yes, trying to heat up all the way, it will create a reverse effect.
Now,
life hack.
Now, the refrigerator didn't keep anything cool. It was almost like a microwave. Mm-hmm. And my favorite part was the bathroom, almost like yours. Now, this had its own bathroom. However.
Must be nice.
However, here was the greatest part of this bathroom, and I just laughed the whole time we were there.
You had your own bathroom. You must not have been in fucking New York.
So the bathroom floor was level with the shower. So you know how when you get in the shower, there's usually like something to step
on? I think you did tell me briefly about this, or it was like another place that also... No, because there was a hotel in Miami that also had the same thing where the...
Oh, was it?
Yeah, but they had like a tiny little ledge, but it was like if you showered for more than 5 minutes,
oh,
it started to overflow.
Yeah,
I think it was the Catalina.
Yeah, so I was telling you about... Yeah, so... So it was just flush. The floor was flush. There was no hump to keep the water in the shower. So once you showered, water was fucking everywhere in the entire bathroom.
That reminds me of middle school. They had like the emergency eyewash station and the emergency shower station in the science rooms. It was like the newest thing. Like, all right, we got to put these in because if you get acid in your eyes, you have to wash out, which is a good thing. All right, whoever constructed I don't know what you would call it. Whoever built it and laid it out and designed it, whatever, was fucking retarded. Two reasons. Number one, there was a shower and no drain. So it was something like 600 gallons of water are going to pour out to make sure that there's no acid. And just, where's it going to go? And then the other thing that was hilarious was the eye sprayer thing. I don't know what the actual term for it is. Definitely not that. But you know, like you push it and just like, the eye wash station where it just shoots water out was shooting directly into an electrical socket. So it was like, if any of it misses your face, it's going directly into an electrical socket.
Don't worry, we'll get your eyes cleaned, but you're going to get electrocuted.
Yeah, exactly.
So
your eyes will be safe, but you will be dead.
Yeah. So after this floor would fill with water and you'd remove yourself from the shower area, you start walking and the tiles of the floor would just stick to your feet. So
and come up?
It come up with you. So it was it was just so bad that I couldn't do anything but laugh. And I was like, you know what?
It's kind of like that hotel in Fort Lauderdale with like the bullet holes and
the
blood.
Oh my gosh, should we tell the story of that
one? I think we have told the story because we had Rob Heyman here once.
Oh,
let's not be too repetitive here.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we told the whole Miami story once.
Yeah.
That was a fun week.
I don't know what the fuck we tell you people. Yeah. I don't care.
Neither do they.
How much time have we wasted on this?
Half the show. So let's jump into the subject that we're actually talking about. We're going over summer movies today, right?
Well, that's what we were going to do, but maybe we should hold off on that now because we have this whole other half of the show that we just done, and maybe we can just wing it.
Well, now I think we're out of, like, stories. I hate New York. Bad hotels.
We can just tell stories about crazy people.
We could, but now you put me on the spot, so... actually, hang on.
What's up with this fool? What is he, sandwich crazy?
You couldn't hear that because we don't have headphones, but that was the what's up with this guy? What is he, sandwich crazy?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so sandwich crazy.
All right.
So speaking of which, I think it's been enough time. Everyone's seen the new Fast and the Furious. I guess we can kind of talk about the new Fast and the Furious a little bit.
Yes, there's definitely been that buffer of time. I don't even know if it's in theaters anymore.
I don't think so, but either way,
not
whatever.
Big ones anyways.
Yeah. I thought it sucked. I wanted it to be great, and the ending was good, and it made everyone sad, made me sad. I thought like it wrapped up well, but the rest of the movie was fucking awful. It was unwatchable. It was so bad.
They're too long. They're getting too long is the problem.
It's too long, and it's like the biggest problem is
all
it's
become self aware is its biggest problem. It knows what it's become. So
yeah,
it's like a bad horror movie that's trying to be bad purposely.
Yeah, like the Human Centipede or something like that, where it's like okay, let's do exactly what they want us to do, which is be extremely disgusting, or like Sharknado.
Right, Sharknado is the perfect example.
Purposely bad, just because they're doing what you want them to do. Like there was a few scenes in particular that just made it really obvious, like the Corona scene. All
right,
it completely unneeded and completely ridiculous. It looked like a Corona commercial. Where the guy pours himself a beer, and then he offers one to Vin Diesel. And they're in, like, a garage. Why did he have a keg? Whatever. Yeah. And he pours himself a beer, and then Vin Diesel's right there, and he's like, oh, you want one? Delicious, hoppy mixture of this ale. You know, like, he talks about the beer.
The
like
Belgian,
some,
the
yeah,
Belgian beer
whatever it was. And then Vin Diesel, I'm more of a Corona man myself. And so, of course, he just pulls out this bucket perfectly with like three Coronas sticking out of it. It was like a Corona bucket with ice, and it was just like, it was so stupid. I would have watched that commercial and been like, that was a bad commercial. But you put that as a scene in the movie,
right?
Just because you know people are like, Vin Diesel wants a Corona.
You drink any beer you want as long as it's a Corona.
I love Vin Diesel.
I mean, I thought The Rock was great in it again, but that's probably because his part wasn't overexposed in it, where he was only in basically like the beginning and the very end.
Yeah.
I mean, he did what I wanted him to do.
I think rip
a cast off and just start firing a 50 cal machine gun.
Yeah,
with his
of course. So, I mean, like some of the stuff that was, I think the biggest, all right, sorry. I think the biggest flaw with this movie now is that all of a sudden, people are martial arts experts when they never should have been. People are like sharpshooters when they shouldn't be. You know, they're all of a sudden these experts in fields. Like Ludacris was emceeing a jet ski race a couple of years ago in Fast and the Furious 2. Like that was him.
Right. He was always supposed to be like
the computer guy.
Okay. Kind of smart, which is fine if you kept him there. It got a little ridiculous with all of a sudden he's the world's best hacker type deal. Because he wouldn't be doing, you know, the stuff you just said he was doing. He should have always been good in computers, but not an expert.
Yeah.
And now he is. But.
And, I mean, and then all of a sudden he's fucking Jet Li in this new movie. So, ridiculous. And then, you know, everybody else, it's just, you know, they're all just, they're like Jason Statham's. You know what I mean? Or like ex-military. Like nobody should know how to shoot a gun. Nobody should be great at shooting a gun. Nobody should. Yeah. Anyways, it's turned into an outrageous action movie.
What it was trying to do when it came back with Vin Diesel and Paul Walker in the beginning, like not the first movie, but when they came back for whatever, the fourth movie or whatever it was.
Yeah.
They were just trying to make an action movie. It was ridiculous, and everyone liked it because it was ridiculous. But they were trying to make a good movie.
It definitely got to a point where...
And now they just know. They know.
They can't do street racing anymore. It's just not what it's about. Dude, we love Fast and the Furious. We say this a million times a show. And I think they definitely are just... It's become so outrageous.
It's too long. I think if that movie would have taken off about 45 minutes, because it was like, what, 2 hours and 15 minutes? That's the type of movie that you need to... It needs to be quick and it needs to be fun. Because it just drags races.
Yeah, it does.
Races.
I'm going to give you a fail whale. Yeah. We won't be able to hear it because we forgot headphones, but you can hear it. I don't know if it actually played.
Fail whale.
Fail whale for me with the fail whale. I wish I could give you a fail whale just for making that bad fail whale noise. All right, so that's this scoop on Fast and Furious. But, you know... If you're going to see it for the end of the movie, you know. I would still say go see it just because it's another Fast and the Furious movie. I will still stand by the only Fast and the Furious movie that you should not see is the third Fast and the Furious movie because it is unwatchable and it's really bad.
I didn't think it was unwatchable. I didn't think it was good, but I didn't.
It was so bad. Bow Wow and that random dude.
Joshua Jackson, bro.
Yeah, who was never in another.
Friday Night Lights.
No, he was never in another Fast and the Furious movie, and they're pretty much bringing anybody into it.
He was in this Fast and the Furious movie.
Was he?
Yeah, he was in the beginning.
Doing what?
Just hanging with Vin Diesel for a little bit.
I missed that. I'm going to have to watch it again. I guess. If I have nothing else to do. It's upsetting.
They brought back the scene from the third movie and extended it and had him in it.
Ah. Okay, yeah. Because Jason Statham and the car flipping and the blowing up.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on from that, some other movies that are coming out. Insidious 3 is now in theaters. We talked about Insidious on this show before, I believe.
Yes.
A little bit. I'd go see Insidious. Did you see it?
We haven't seen it yet. I think I'm going to see it soon.
Yeah.
I'm just working so much that it's tough to...
I'll probably join you on that. I don't love the movies. I don't hate them. They're different than other horror movies.
Right. I think they're fun.
Yeah.
I enjoy them for what they are.
I thought it was really, you know, we've talked about this, like I said, we talked about this before, so we'll kind of briefly touch on this, but the way they connected the first one and the second one was something that I've never really seen in a movie before.
Right.
Because usually when you see a movie, it either leaves you with a cliffhanger at the end that they tie up in the second movie, or it's just something, a brand new storyline in the second movie. And what this one did was it went and it answered a whole bunch of questions from the first movie. Throughout the entire movie, and even towards the end of it, it was still solving stuff from the first one. So that was kind of cool. I don't like when Insidious goes into like the sleep world.
I get that
they've missed the mark.
But like I think that's part of the movie. There's that one scene in the first one where they did that I thought was pretty horrifying, and that was like the shotgun family scene.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So I mean, it has its moments. The other one that kind of is right up the same alley is Poltergeist.
You saw that, right?
I did see it, and...
I heard it just doesn't reconnect like the first one did.
I think it was pretty much the same thing as the first one.
I heard it... I mean, these are just reviews that I read. It doesn't have the same, like I want to say soul that the first one had, like where you really connected with what was going on. I heard you just really don't care.
They skipped...
They try to update it with modern technology, and it just didn't work as well, is from what I understand.
Well, if you watch... All right, so what we did before we went to see it is we watched the old one again.
Yeah.
And then the next night we went and saw the new one. And when you watch the old one, it's so far from scary because the effects are so bad. It's like... Right. It's almost like watching like a National Lampoon's movie.
Right.
You know, it's like, obviously it's not meant to be comedy, but it's like you watch, you're like, oh God, like, yeah. You know. So it definitely wasn't scary. There was a huge problem in the first movie was the daughter, not the little girl, because she was good, but like the teenage daughter, mm-hmm. in the first Poltergeist movie may have been the worst actress ever in any movie of all time. Like, you watch it and you're like, how did they not boot her off the set and just grab a stranger and just be like, fill in, because this chick was so bad. So bad that at, like, I wonder if this was scripted, and I'd like to kind of do some research on this. But at one point, they just send her off in a car with boys, and then at the end of the movie, she comes back. I wonder if they were like, all right, we got to just get her out of here. Let's just have boys pick her up. Legitimately call her friends and have her friends come get her from this movie set. Because she just kind of like fell off, and then she came back at the end like, oh my gosh, this is still so crazy.
Well, the story behind the original Poltergeist movies is actually horrifying. Like have you ever heard of the curse of the Poltergeist?
No.
Like, that little girl died and everything while filming the movie. Like,
wait, what?
She was filming the third Poltergeist movie.
I didn't know there was more than one.
Oh, yeah, there's three of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
That little blonde girl?
Yeah.
She's dead.
Yeah, she died during the filming of the third one, I think.
That's weird.
Not on set. I think she got sick and something happened.
Oh. So.
But, like, a bunch of people died from that movie. And
it's just like The Notebook.
Yeah, we'll have to go delve into that one day.
That's awful. Yeah. That's terrible. I did not know that. And I didn't even know there was more than one of them.
Yeah.
Now that you say it, like, now it's coming back, but
yeah.
Whatever. One of the big things, I guess, with the new Poltergeist that people might have a problem with was, like, the little midget lady. They replaced him with, like, a dude, or replaced her character with, like, a dude ghost hunter guy, which was kind of cool because it kind of updated it, made it a little bit modern, because it was, like, you know, ghost hunting shows is obviously huge now.
Right.
So it was this, like, Australian guy, and, like, they connected it with, like, the daughter was a huge fan of his show. The teenage daughter, who wasn't an awful actress this time around. Wasn't a great actress, but certainly much better.
Right.
So there was that. They left in some of the scenes, and they left out some really key scenes that I thought were, like, great building scenes, because they kind of skipped over a bunch. Like, the story in the original Poltergeist movie, which may have been longer, I would assume it's longer, is they did a lot of building as normal horror movies do, where things get progressively scarier.
Right.
And they kind of skipped that in this one. It was just like, all right, this place is haunted. Shit's about to go down. The tree's gonna attack. And then it's just, boom, shit hit the fan. Like, they didn't, like, I thought some of the really good scenes were, like, the whole family kind of slowly realizing that things are weird in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the sliding across the kitchen floor scene, the bathroom scene where the dude pulled off his face, you know, stuff like that. You know, just key scenes that they left out.
Yeah.
So.
What did you think of Mad Max?
I thought it was awesome.
I thought it was awesome. I didn't really get a chance to ask finish. You.
Yeah, no. I just flat out said I think that was awesome. So
I loved it. And I'm a big fan of the original Mad Max series, which I know you didn't remember as much.
Yeah, I saw them, but it had been a while. So
it's, I think he makes a good Mad Max, and I think he just kind of, it's just a great movie. It's like a chase film from beginning to end.
But, you know, it's like a lot of movies that are action all the way through, for example, Fast and the Furious, the newer ones anyways. What are some other good examples of movies that are just like James Bond movies where it's just like Transformers? Yeah. Transformers is a prime example. That, like, consistent action gets boring.
Right.
With a lot of movies. Like, Fast, like, oh, God, okay. But especially with Transformers. Like, Transformers movies fucking suck. I hate those movies. Yeah. They're so boring. It's like, all right, once you see, like, the first few things transform, you're like, whoa, that's a cool effect. But then shit transforms for another 2 hours. You're like,
and
I'm sick of
watching.
Yeah,
I'm sick
the
of
whole
movie's
in slow
motion.
Like, how the long movie would probably be 25 minutes if they skipped all the slow motion.
Right.
You know, it's just, I'm sick of watching things transform. It's like, it was cool and it's an amazing job. They probably spent billions of dollars on their animation techniques, and they probably have 6,000 people, if not more, working on the animation. Wonderful job, but I get sick of it. You watch the same thing over and over again for that long, it just gets boring. So yeah, I don't like those movies.
But Mad Max, it was action all the way through. But
they pulled it off.
It had the few scenes that broke it up enough, and it was just well done.
Yeah, yeah.
Hardly any CGI stunts. Like, all the stunts were practical stunts, which is really cool.
Yeah,
I love
that.
That
was definitely cool. The overall, yeah, I would definitely say that's one of the better action movies I've seen in a long time.
I thought
it was awesome.
What are your thoughts on the Jurassic World movie that's coming out?
I'm excited for it. I don't know much about it.
From what I gather from the trailer, right? Here's I think it looks awesome. Like, it looks fun. But here's my biggest problem with it, is I think they're just trying to reboot the original Jurassic Park without using the word reboot. You know what I mean? Because if you watch the trailer, it looks exactly the same, and then they have two kids that are caught in a car,
and they're
just like the first
and
movie.
And they're dressed exactly like
and
them,
I'm just sitting there, and I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, are people not realizing that this is just rebooting? Like,
which I think I'm fine with it if they reboot it. You know,
it's not, though. It's a continuation upon, and they're just saying, oh, well, now the governments are all going to let them open this island with dinosaurs after all the shit that's gone down with all the other Jurassic Park movies.
Well, so, getting I mean, I guess
it's just the way it
comes out on
it.
Friday.
It looks like fun. It's fun, but I'm just like, I just feel like there's so many, like, already plot holes in this movie that people are overlooking.
Yeah, exactly. Let's jump into a couple, too, because I want to wrap this up pretty soon. Ted 2 comes out. I enjoyed Ted 1.
Yeah.
It was funny. Yeah. See, I don't like weed-smoking humor movies.
Right.
Because I feel like a lot of times movies try to force it and TV shows try to, like, force it to appease to that audience.
Right.
Like, I didn't think Pineapple Express was a very good movie.
Right.
The more recent seasons of Trailer Park Boys, they realize that their viewers are mostly like that stoner humor kind of guys, so all of a sudden they're all like huge potheads. But
right.
Then they pulled back. The most recent season of Trailer Park Boys was awesome. So I don't know. It's just I feel like it's an easy. It's like a cop out for comedies. Is like weed smoking humor and farting is like cop outs for me in comedy movies. Like dude, think about your jokes.
Right.
You know, unless if you're Eddie Murphy, farts aren't funny. Stop it.
Right.
Stop it. I'm a guy and I don't think farts are funny. Sometimes they're funny. In movies, they're not funny.
They're usually never funny in movies.
Yeah. You got Ant-Man coming out. I'm pumped for that.
I was going to ask you what you thought about that.
Yeah. I didn't even know anything about Ant-Man until the show that we had with Chip and you guys were talking about him. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But since you guys talked about it and people see me, I love Paul Rudd, so I'm excited to see it. I think that'll be cool. And then.
Terminator.
That'll be interesting.
Terminator will be interesting. I think the Fantastic Four could be really good. I mean, there's been controversy with casting on that movie, but I'm fine with it. People are upset that they cast a black guy to play the Human Torch.
Racist.
Who cares? I mean, because they're like, oh, well, him and Sue are brother and sister. It's like, okay, well, then just make them
adopted
or, you know, whatever.
Mixed parents. Who cares?
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Do I Sound Gay comes out.
Yeah.
So you've been waiting for that.
Is that actually a movie? Or
yeah,
that
literally
up?
Is called Do I Sound Gay?
That's weird. So,
That's
not going to be a summer blockbuster, Jesse.
Oh, wow. Why? Because it's about gay people?
No.
All right.
Because it's probably about a straight guy with a very feminine voice.
Well, now you're just being prejudiced.
No. You're the one who's jumping to conclusions.
Any other huge ones?
Mission Impossible, which I've never seen any Mission Impossible besides the first one, which is amazing.
They're pretty good. Side note, I think Benedict Cumberbatch looks exactly like Bill Nye the Science Guy. I just he's in a movie coming out called Imitation Game, and I thought it was Bill Nye the Science Guy on the front cover, so that's some groundbreaking stuff.
Pixels is coming out. Adam Sandler movie. Kevin James.
Oh, my God.
Are you excited?
It already is bombing.
Are you already pumped?
Oh, no. Oh, man. Oh, I guess that Benedict Cumberbatch movie is already out. I'm in the DVD section. Anyways, well.
Jesse won't even comment on Adam Sandler.
I like some Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah, some of the original Adam Sandler movies. But, what Adam Sandler movie have you liked in the last 15 years?
It's funny, because did you see the movie Funny People? Which is one of the Adam Sandler movies that I liked.
Yeah, I actually didn't
hate
that.
He is exactly who he played in that movie, where there's like pictures of him on the wall as like Mermaid Man and like their Dolphin Boy or something like that. It's just like, and it was funny because they were playing it off like, oh, you know, these are really stupid movies that this actor's been in, he's embarrassed about. Like, that's Adam Sandler's career.
Yeah.
Excuse me. That's Adam Sandler's career. You know, I don't know. Yeah. I like him a lot in certain movies, but some of the movies that I thought I liked, I've watched again, and I'm like, wait, this isn't funny.
You liked it at the time.
I liked it at the time. My friends liked it at the time. We all laughed because we were children.
What I think, if I ever watch The Waterboy again, I feel like that's the way to be. Because I thought that movie was hilarious.
I think I'm going to leave that one alone. You know,
because I recall it was hilarious. It was great.
Yeah, but now I'm just thinking of it. Like, I liked Little Nicky when I watched it. And now I'm thinking of it. I'm like, wait, yeah. I don't know if I want to deal with that. I can see why people just hate Adam Sandler. What was the movie where he became a millionaire?
Oh my God.
I can't remember. It was Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds.
I thought those were pretty funny.
Yeah. I haven't seen that in a long time either, though.
Yeah. So, was it? But you know what it was he didn't put on like a stupid voice. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Classic Adam Sandler.
You think I was telling you this the other day. I don't know if you saw my tweet. I tweeted about it. I said, women really can do anything that men do. Melissa McCarthy is becoming the new Adam Sandler.
She really is. You know what, though? She doesn't. I think Adam Sandler's biggest flaw is like that stupid voice that he does. You know, it's like someone told him it's fine. I mean, it worked on Saturday Night Live. But
it works for a 5-minute skit. It doesn't work for an hour and a half
thank
movie.
Thank you. That is perfect. Yeah, it works for a 5-minute skit. Doesn't work for an entire movie. She hasn't gone that route. And honestly, like, I think she's pretty funny. You know, I haven't seen anything that. I usually will not go out of my way to see one of her movies, but if it's on TV, if Dee's watching it, I'll watch it. I'm like, this. She hasn't missed the mark yet to a point where Adam Sandler has completely missed the marks for entire movies.
Right, but I think she's pretty skewing funny. That way.
She's also typecasted.
Exactly. She's the same person in every movie.
She's the same person in every movie, but you say the same about a lot of actors. Yes. Anyways, that should wrap it up. We'll be back next week. We're going to bring Mike London on the show, photographer of Scary Places. And we've been telling him he's going to be on the show for the last, like, 6 weeks, and we haven't followed through. But he has some crazy pictures, and he also has some locations for us to go to for our other show. So
nice. I'm going to try to get a hold of Ronnie Barta, too. I was just communicating with him the other day. He finished 16th in a World Series event yesterday.
Yeah, he's just a beast.
Limit Hold'em. Limit Hold'em.
Limit.
Greatest Limit Hold'em player of all time.
I'm awful at Limit Hold'em. I think I'm awful at poker now. Like, the last couple times we played, I've won, I think, literally 2 hands. We'll get into that another time. Like, we should talk poker again soon. We haven't done that in a while. Anyways, that'll do it. So, a couple of cool guests lined up on the show whenever we feel like putting those out. So, yes. I'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
That's okay.
We'll see you guys later. Stack and Smash Radio.